Hello, I'm Izza Wellen, and this is Izza Wellen Writes Grown Up Storytime. Welcome.
This is a replay from a podcast done in November, like most of them have been, and where I just went live on Podbean app and invited people to come in and chat. And one of those people was Tom Renard, Big Daddy Fox 2 on Twitter. And he came on and he has a splendid reading voice. And we actually read some poetry together. And then after that, Shelley Hossack from Desires Indulge. I'm telling you the Twitter handle, Indulgent Desires, and the Twitter handle, oh my goodness, the tongue twisters this morning, is Desires Indulged. She came on and said some really nice things. So it was quite a fun little podcast, and so I'm going to share that with you. And then after that, you might stick around because I'm going to be flooding the airwaves. I am so behind on what I had wanted to share with you that you should be expecting some more podcasts really soon. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy this conversation. Hello. Hi, Secret. I see you. Tom, this is kind of my free-for-all, girl. It is early. It is. I promised I'd do a live chat so I could connect with some of my late night friends. Is Secret still here? I'm actually going to interview Secret after this is over. Maybe early, I don't know. But yeah. I kind of like this music. What do you think? It is early, and it puts me in a kind of weird mood. I was thinking, what are we going to talk about? Well, I have some great questions we can talk about. They're kind of naughty. But we could talk about writing and words as well. I don't know. Anybody in a mood to read some poetry? Tom, if you wanted to call in, I know that you have work and stuff, so you are welcome to call in. I'm going to get more comfortable here in my chair. La 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 la. I wish the music faded out. I wish the music faded out, or I wish that I could speed it up or slow it down. This live stream is, let me have a drink. Oh my, I drink all my drink. I can call now. I don't have anything to read, but I'm happy to read something if someone else has something. Why don't you go ahead and call in? I might be able to find something for you to read. Go ahead and call in. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. What do you mean you don't have anything to read? You just posted some words tonight. You could read those.
I don't know. I didn't feel they were read aloud worthy.
Really? You're so hard on yourself.
They were just little scribbles, you know.
Oh, I'll just post some scribbles and run away and not look at them. They'll be there and I will have felt like I've done something. Is that
basically it, yes. I actually wrote them all last night and then saved them in drafts, and I just woke up and posted them all this morning.
So it's more, what are you a coffee or tea person in the morning or neither? Do you have a morning drink ritual?
If I was, I don't have a ritual. I start with water most of the time. If I was gonna have a hot beverage, it would be coffee rather than tea. I am the least British of British people, and I haven't drunk a cup of tea in about 5 years. And that's not because I don't like tea. I always enjoy it when I drink it. I just never choose to drink it. So,
Just never choose to drink
yeah, they
it.
took away my Brit card a long time ago.
Oh, you lost it because you opt out of the tea.
Yeah,
That is
yeah.
just
All I have left is my accent now.
Oh, I don't know. I bet there are other things that are British about you. Your self-deprecating.
Self-deprecation.
Yeah, isn't that it? And
Yeah.
your ability to read children's literature that has something horrifying in it, I'm sure, is there.
Let's not start this again.
Okay, but still, I mean, and then the overall weird sense of humor. I was trying to watch a
Wow,
little. I
weird.
was trying. Well, not weird. Okay. I don't mean to be. I know. I'm
Oh,
Brit
no.
shaming. I'm sorry. No,
No, I'm teasing. I'm not offended by anything.
instead of kink shaming, I'm Brit shaming. I was reading. I was watching. Trying to watch the very first episode because it's on Amazon of Blackadder, and in the first
Oh, yes.
episode. Within the first few minutes, he's like, "Let's go to the war." And he goes to the war and then he chops the king's head off, right? Is that correct? And he's like, "Oh," and tries to put it back on. And then they drag the body all over Kingdom Come. And I'm not amused at all. I'm like, "Okay, where I missed it." I'm like, "Why is this funny?"
So,
And Mr. Bean is making all those faces right in the camera. And he's like right there, right just close to the, and I'm like, oh, that is the most unattractive English face I've ever seen in my entire life. That because he's got the mo and everything is all emphasized. And I think,
yeah.
did they add extra hair to his nostrils? And it's right, and I know he's a characterizer. I'm still not laughing. And I don't get it.
Yeah, British sitcoms especially have a very it's a niche product, and a lot of the world don't get it.
I don't.
Blackadder especially. I hear Monty Python does much better across the pond than Blackadder ever did. Although my opinion on Blackadder is don't watch season one because it's utter garbage. Go straight to season two because all the seasons are completely separate of each other anyway. They're all in different time periods. Go to season two, and in my opinion, it's much, much funnier. Again, you still might not
Okay.
enjoy it, and that's just your
I'll
personal
try.
preference.
There
But
are so many people here that I know that love the British humor, that love Monty Python-esque, stuff, that love just, and I'm usually just, okay, I'm pretty sure I understand what just happened, but I don't get it. My grandmother used to love Benny Hinn. Do you remember Benny Hinn?
Benny Hinn or Benny Hill?
No, Benny Hill, excuse me. Benny
Yeah.
Hinn is somebody else. Benny Hill. Do you remember
Yeah.
Benny Hill?
I mean, Benny
She
Hill is well before my time. I'm aware of Benny Hill and I've seen clips of Benny
okay.
Hill, but I'd never really watched it.
Well, she would watch Benny Hill, and I was fairly young. And late at night, it would come on here in the States on channel, probably our public channel. And she and I just remember old men chasing topless women around, and that was scary to me at the time. It left a scar on my. I didn't get that either, but I like the music, that kind of
Yeah, that's
sticks in your
iconic,
head.
that music. Yeah.
Yeah, I just have never ever, and I it was probably my grandmother who did it. She also liked that show, oh, the one with the. She explained it to me, the older lady who was always keeping up appearances.
Oh,
And that was
goodness me.
amusing, actually.
Yes.
That
Yeah.
had
That
that.
was quite clever writing, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I could get that. I got that better. Even though there
Madame
was.
Bouquet,
Yes.
Mrs.
Yeah.
Bucket.
I understood that better, and that some of the class warfare and the, you know, making the families, that actually mirrored my own family a little bit, although we were just all on the class side. Nobody was trying to better themselves. Nobody was trying to be Madame Bouquet. You know, nobody was trying to pretend better than, we were just all the, you know, classless, working class. And so I got that a little bit better, but, what other British shows was an import? I'm trying to think of the old ones that I didn't get. Some of the newer ones, I understood a little bit better, but I don't know. And it makes me feel, because I know enough people that love it, that it makes me feel like something's wrong with me. Thank you for that. So you have passed on, you have imported the self-depreciating over here to make us all, those who don't get it, feel like, everybody's laughing so much. I don't get it. And you know, and I'm sure you love, you're probably a Whovian, yes? Doctor Who?
I loved a couple of the doctors and their periods on, but I'm not like unconditionally into Doctor Who.
Well, let's go back to the childhood horrifying things. There's a lot in Doctor Who that is really disturbing, really very disturbing in his adventures, like giving nightmares disturbing. And it was just like an hour, what is it, an hour show? And my kids were young and they're like, everybody is... you know, at school, and they're watching this and stuff, and okay, well, let's check it out. So they checked it out. They had nightmares for weeks.
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. What is wrong with your family, Iso?
No, well, the thing is, I never watched Doctor Who as a kid. Like, by the time, Doctor Who was around in, like, the 60s and 70s, and I didn't watch it, obviously, because I wasn't there. And then it came back when I was probably about 15 or something. And yeah, I mean, to be fair, my oldest child is 10. I might let her watch Doctor Who now, but even so, that would be a stretch because I know she's a little bit sensitive about stuff like that. But
yeah, no, our 10-year-olds, I think they were probably, well, they might've been 13, but, some of the episodes were like I don't know, just some of the weird, they were just odd. I myself, I'm picturing this lady, this stretched out skin. She'd gone and gotten the lady head, and she's talking, and she's just the face with the skin because she's gone so many times.
Talking about, yes.
And that still bothers me. I just remember that and being so, she's, yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about, huh? That.
I do. Yes. Like, I didn't find that, like, disturbing, but weird for sure. I was like, what is this?
Who comes very up odd. With these things?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I swear it's all out of, you're all a little bit related to Ronald Dahl. I don't know.
I mean, I remember the episode, there's an episode where there was through some method, all the fat got sucked out of people and became like their own creatures that started to like walk around and stuff. It was like the weirdest stuff.
It was very odd. The bad guys are the worst kind of bad guys. I mean, it's very, very strange. So how have you been?
Well, ups and downs, to be honest. I was off Twitter for a couple of weeks and writing very little and posting very little recently. Just kind of going through a bit of a weird time in my head and stuff. But, you know,
You were working. You weren't working? I mean,
I am working. I've been working 7 days a week now for 3.5 months or something. So, the nights got, well, it got very gloomy over here in Norway. You know, it's pitch dark by 5 p.m. and the whole seasonal affective thing sort of, it gets me every year, but this is my first time in Norway during this period and it kind of hit me
hard. I didn't know you were in Norway. What are you doing in Norway?
What are you doing? And it's going to be winter, and you need to take some pictures for us. What is Norway like?
I mean, it's stunning. I moved here in January for a job. I was in the UK in December, homeless and unemployed, and I was offered a job here with accommodation. So I jumped at the opportunity, and then got basically. They made some financial errors and realized they couldn't afford me, so they made me redundant 6 weeks after I moved here. I ended up homeless and unemployed again, but this time in a foreign country. I was unemployed for a couple of months, kind of squatting in people's rooms and stuff over here until I got some online work. So I currently work for two companies freelance back in the UK.
Wow. Okay. So tell me I don't know. I just seem to think that I can't even imagine the atmosphere of, you know, this quiet, small, I imagine they don't have big cities like London. I mean, do they? Give me a poetic description of Norway.
Oh, goodness, a poetic description. I don't know if you'll get that out of me. So there's nothing like London that I've experienced here. I mean, I haven't been to Oslo, so I don't know how big it is and what it's like. I've been to a couple of what they would call big cities, which really aren't big cities. I live smack bang in the middle of nowhere, mountains on three sides and a fjord on the other. The river that leads to the fjord goes through my backyard. And it's like a small chunk of paradise here, to be honest. I'm desperate to go home because I'm not financially stable here because of how expensive Norway is to live, but I will be really sad to leave it. I will be really sad to leave. This is the most beautiful place I've ever lived in my life. So, if anybody ever gets the chance to visit Norway, it's the highest of recommendations from me. But yeah, it's pretty amazing.
That's cool. I mean, you know, and I also think that you took a risk to move out there. I mean, and yes, a very big risk. But had you not taken that risk, you never would have had that opportunity. And I know the finances, I can't even imagine. But at the same time, it doesn't sound like it's been a hard thing, but in a way, maybe there's been something to come positive to come out of it.
Oh, absolutely. So this has hands down been the worst and most difficult year of my life, but there's been several really, really positive things that came from it. So it's hard to regret what's happened, you know?
Yeah. But you do have a daughter. I didn't realize she was 10.
I have a 10-year-old daughter and an 8-year-old son. No, a 7-year-old son. He'll be 8 in March.
Are they with you or are they?
They're with their mum. We were married for 10 years and separated last spring.
Oh, that's right.
So spring 2019.
So do you well, probably not Skype, but something back and forth and to keep in touch. And
yeah, we Zoom and we use WhatsApp and stuff.
Zoom. I just sent you a poem that I wrote with my friend Seven, who has disappeared from Twitter, much to my dismay. So the first couplet, the first verse would be the female version, and then the second verse would be the male to read, and then so on. And I think there are four on this, the wolf. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are five. Would you be interested in reading that cold with me?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. Okay. So I haven't looked at it. I haven't looked at it since I wrote it. So, and that's been months. So I'm reading as cold as you are. So I'll read the, in my document, I have it, the female and the male version separated. So I'll go ahead and go first. If you're and we'll see if we can make it sound halfway decent. And I'm fairly sure it's sexy. So
I mean, I know Seven that you're talking about, and if it's written by you and Seven, it's definitely going to be sexy. It's a guarantee.
Yeah, there are. I have several. That was actually one way. Right before ID got Indulgent Desires got started, I was talking to Stefan about providing pictures for this collaboration with Seven that I wanted to do, and that was before he had done the magazine, and so I don't know if we're going to be able to do it. If I can't, I could publish it without Seven. I mean, they're his words, but he's also kind of not legally, but he's at the same time he's disappeared, and he knew what I wanted to do with them, and he's kind of given me permission. You know, you can do. He didn't care, and so I'm not sure if what I'm going to do yet. If he may come back, I have no idea. He's one of these. He's a little bit moody, my dear Seven. So anyway, we're see. I don't even know if they're any good. There's one called The Office though that is like 3, 4 pages long. That is just. I love that poem. It's very hot. It's one of the first ones we wrote together, as with an intention to write some long verse together, and it's one of my favorite things ever. Okay, I will go ahead and start reading, and then yeah, we'll see. We'll see how we do. Is reading cold in the? What time is it there? It's morning there, so we'll just see how.
It's just about afternoon now.
Oh, afternoon. So, well, it's about 3:30 in the morning here. So we'll see how we can read cold in the not feeling it. I'm not feeling it yet, but I'm definitely in the mood for some words. So
Okay.
this is called The Wolf. When the wolf came near, she knew he was too desirable to turn away, too rare and wild to ignore. Sleek and massive, tooth and claw, he was a dangerous beast. How easily he can snap her neck, pin her down, devour her heart. Unique in all his dangerous glory.
Grip her hair, slam her against the wall, kiss her throat, bite her shoulder, mark her neck, devour her soul. Do not be afraid. She is strong. She won't break.
He is strength and fire, encompassing hunger. I want him deep in me, pain and pleasure, marking me, biting my skin, devouring me, all of me in sin.
I am going to do things to you, terrible, dirty things, until you are nothing but gasping goosebumps and a moaning puddle.
I ache, sprawled in anticipation, watching your eyes, your expression, a mystery in need for your devastation. Well, that was fun. Oh, I think we can do this. What do you
I think so.
think? Oh, I miss Seven too, but no, you read really well. This is fun. I get to write poetry back and forth, but I seldom get to read it back and forth, and that is a whole different experience. I still would like to write to that second video with you. I don't know if you're the replay you're listening to this. There are Stefan SWL Photographic had these a couple little like video. They're clips, actually. He was going to make gifs of them. Gifs. They're fairly short, and they are he kind of put them in a dark. They almost have a noir feel, and I'd like to write to that second one. I I haven't yet, but it wouldn't take, I just need to, I hit the right mood and it would not take, oh, this one, oh, there's a lot for you to read for that. Let's see here. Oh, we could do, we didn't finish this one. But I would like to write for that one again. I'm looking through the work that we had. Pardon me while I scroll. We had a very dark theme. We were kind of going, that's demon invaders, the succubus, the incubus, let's see. And this one is unfinished, but it's also a pretty good back and forth. We'll go ahead and read this one. This one's called Bring Out Your Monster. And this one I also start. Okay, let's see. How are you guys doing in the chat? Is the po is everybody falling back asleep? Well, it's not the middle of the night for you. I'm actually wide awake now. But and I often get up, you see me around. I'm often up this time writing or doing something or okay, do you have it?
I have it.
I will read the first kind of, I don't know, what does it look like in the, I'm popping them into Twitter. Oh, good, there's a separation. So I'll start. I long for the mo for a moment in that flash in your eyes when I see civilized fade away and the beast in him come out to play. I'm caught daydreaming it, trying to capture it, hold it, define the shine of it. His eyes going wild. Play fading to hard, lust-filled determination. That moment that I know you are going to take what you want, and only I, with a single word, can stop you.
I dream with open eyes, caught up in that thought while time stops, when she looks up at me under long lashes with the softest eyes. For that one perfect moment, when she sticks out her chin, defiant, where her mouth parts slowly, when she whispers, "Take what you want," taking anything, when I cannot help but smile and ask, "Anything?"
I have shed all conventions and shame, stripped down to nothing, exposed and opened, tied down, spread out. I can't remember my own name, much less a single doubt about how much my monster wants me, how much he needs to possess every inch of my mind and body, how far he will take me. Until I am a mess of nerve endings and beseechings.
I am the shadow over her, the dark prince possessing her mind. I am her lust and her desire in her soul, the fire that rages across her body. I am the whisper in each goosebump, the mark of the beast on her flesh. I am the one who makes her scream and fills her full until tissues weep with never-ending greed. I am the monster who makes her beautiful in her every breath.
Oh, I don't know. What do you think? Is that a good one?
I like that. Very, very. I like, yeah.
I like that one too. I'm like, oh,
I
this one turned out really good. I like it. It's a little different, but I really like it. Oh, that works
Yep. That was really good.
Oh, my voice even's going high. Wow, you did really good reading that. Thank you. This one is just, let's see. Oh, this one is kind of, This one is longer, but it needs the editing, the couplets aren't kind of, they're not even. They're
Okay.
very uneven. So you'll see them when I post it in the chat that it needs editing. And I don't, that's another thing is when you write a bunch of poetry, who do you get to edit it? I don't even, I can try myself, but
Yeah, I
I
do it myself, and that's why it looks rubbish.
Yeah, getting a critical eye to come in and help you, really be a little bit more professional about it. Who
Sure.
do you who does that?
I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Who can we get? I don't, for the magazine, it's so awesome. Oh, that's fantastic. And you think, are you sure? Really? They're so, Stefan and Shelley are so encouraging. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm okay. This is what I got this week, but do you feel that
Yeah, I get that. I get
too?
that.
Okay, so this one is a little bit more predatory female, and you'll see what I mean about the long, but the parts are separated pretty clearly, so we should be able to read it together. Like yours would be that last verse is pretty long, so don't be like, oh, that can't be all mine, because it really is. It's all yours. It starts with me, but with
So it's
the
all
one.
you until that last one, yeah?
Well, no, it's like the
No?
first three are me, then there's one,
Oh, yeah, I
two,
see.
three, four that are you. So yeah, it's a little bit uneven. I should have
Yep.
connected them a little
It's
bit
all right.
better.
I've highlighted the four that are mine, and then the bottom one I know is mine, so that's fine.
Yeah. And then wait a minute. Okay, hold on. One, two, three, me. One, two, three, four, you. My song, my scent. One, two, that's me. And then the last one, her eyes capture me, is you.
Yep, perfect.
Okay. I have stalked him, watched and waited for my moment when his dreams took him to my realm where I could torment. I have hungered for him. His sun-touched skin, the long stretch of muscle across his shoulders, the long line of legs and arms. And now the night has brought him to me. He is a feast, trapped, ready to be taken, all his desires for me to devour.
She comes to me at night when I am fast asleep, darkly seductive, pale and beautiful, like the moonlight through a window. Her lips are red like poison, her voice a melody entrancing me. My body struggles to move like I am an insect in a web. With all my strength, I fight to be awake, but I am bound tight in whispers of silk.
My song, my scent, my very naked presence are all I need to seduce him, arouse him, and make him ready to be eaten, caught tight, as if ropes held him stretched out, perfect for my delight. I mount this male, slow and sensuous. My hands at his shoulders, my eyes on his soul. I settle over him, take him into me, into my dark stars and luscious storm-drenched realities, into my world where I can own every pent-up dream he ever conceived.
Her eyes captures me. I cannot look away. Her long fingers, black tipped, clamped around my throat. Her nails digging into me, breaking the skin. My mouth dry, wet by her pink forked tongue. Her legs clamp me like a vice. her pussy milking the length of me. My back arched. She pulls me deep into her, her fingers digging into my chest as though she is hunting for my heart to devour me. But though I try, though my mind fights, my body does not respond, and I am enthralled, dying sweetly below her sweet vice.
Oh, these were so fun to write.
Well, they're fun to read as well.
Are they? Are you enjoying that? Oh, Shelley's calling in. Shelley, hi.
Hello, you guys are amazing.
Good morning. Good afternoon, I guess.
I've been trying to dial in for about 10 minutes. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe that you guys are so good. I have to dial in.
I'm sorry. I don't have this window open. I have the window open to read. That was the poem we just read was one of the succubus poems that Seven and I wrote. And I was I haven't looked at them in a while. And Tom reads really well. And
oh my God. You two guys together. Oh, feel all hot and bit flustered and
now you see why we want ID to have, you know, we want audio, we want everything.
Mm-hmm. I can understand why. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Brilliant. So much. How you been, Shelley? Wow, oh. You're cool.
Well, I am great, but a little stressed.
Oh yeah, a little bit stressed.
It's a little tiny bit. I just about 15 minutes ago, I think I had a quick look on Twitter and I noticed your tweet about the dial-in. And I was like, oh my God, I can't miss this. And then I did try to call in and you guys are already read. I was like, oh, this is insane. This is incredible. I have to phone in, even if it's just to say you guys are absolutely amazing. I love it. I love it. I love it.
We were just saying, although I have to agree, reading the poetry is quite a bit of fun, that sometimes you guys are so encouraging. We're like, I don't see what you see. You guys are so sweet all the time. And we'll turn something in and we'll be like, I hope this is good enough. You're like, amazing. And then you're running off doing your next thing.
Honestly, it's absolutely amazing. I can't believe that I had this idea and it's grown into this phenomenal platform, and you know, to work with you guys is amazing. It is just, it's like a dream come true, seriously. And every time you just give me something, I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. And Stefan's so talented with this photography, and you add your words to him, it's just this beautiful, sexy, really sensual thing. It's amazing.
It really is. It is coming together so well. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I'd say it's been incredible for me. I'm very grateful to be a part of it because, you know, the interesting thing, I've always loved words and writing. But I don't know, whenever I wrote my first poem on Twitter in the last couple of months, it's only been a couple of months I've been writing poetry again. That's the first time I wrote a poem since I was about 12.
Wow.
You know,
it's not something I've done for
decades, and all of a sudden, like, seeing what ID was doing and then meeting all you guys who were contributing to what they were doing, it just inspired me massively. It's just amazing.
It's incredible, seriously.
It is. It's becoming this, phenomenal collaboration that in fact I was just talking to, there's a lady who does erotica and she was looking for some cage photos and I was telling her about the marina photos and she's like, well, that may or may not, but I'm like, but you know, they're so fun and they collaborate, and she's also in England, so and they're so fun to collaborate with. You really should just reach out, see what happens, you know, because he might have something, you never know.
And I'm sure he probably does.
You know, go ahead.
The caged project was probably the one I've had most fun up till now writing. Using those photos was, yeah, I really.
I wonder why, Tom. I wonder why.
I don't know what you're talking about. All right,
you like that. That's, you know, he's been so generous with his photos, and he set up, mm-hmm. you know, a place where he could put them and just put a bunch of photos so I could see him and write for him after I wrote from some in the beginning, and some of them were very confronting for me. Let's just put it that way. And the cage ones took me a long time to get around, to get my head around to seeing something, because I can't write for it unless it's, I think his photography is always beautiful and unique, but I can't write for it unless I can find the romance mm-hmm. and the connection and all of that in the picture. I just can't get there. Not all of his photos are very romancy for me. So
really?
Yeah, are you surprised?
Well, you know.
And you know, and like talking with you and even doing the wax, writing for the wax, that was a little bit, I'm like, how even, I can't even, and but after talking to you, I'm like, okay, now I know how to write for that.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Some of the stuff I've written, I have sat for days with the images on a slideshow on my second PC screen and just absorbing the image over and over before someone comes to me. And sometimes it takes extra research, because I can totally relate to what you're saying about some of them. You don't initially see the romance behind it, you know. Yeah. You can see the sensuality behind it, but sometimes the romance, you have to look deeper. And I did a lot of research recently for one of my blog posts about like sadism and masochism, mm-hmm. and how those dynamics work together. Once you actually like get your head around that, you start to see the romance and stuff you didn't see before, because you can interpret the connection that two people have behind the what may seem like a really weird situation or very like niche sexual situation. You know what I mean? Because you can see the connection between those two people behind what you're looking at, and that's where the romance sits.
Completely.
Like, I never explored all this stuff before until like Twitter, and you know, I guess I didn't really have an opinion on it. I just didn't really know anything about it. And then after, you know, doing some research and reading into things, I think what always struck me and still does is that it's this beautiful, really incredible bond that these two people share, you know, behind all the sexiness and the little kinks and stuff like that. It's something really beautiful.
And I
wow.
Yeah, and you guys haven't, you know, it's not even been a year, and you're doing wax play photos. And I know the wax, it's special wax, and it's not as hot, but for me, it's how close up he wanted to get. I mean,
yes. I know.
I know you've done nudes before, but you've never done nudes like that before. Yeah. And, you know, and you talk about intimacy. That's some intimacy right there.
I'm so sent to security. And he's like, do you trust them? I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, you ready? I'm like, well, maybe.
Yes. The wax play project, which is, you know, something people will get to enjoy in the future, had some spectacular images to work with.
Oh, sure. I bet you had a ton of pictures. I haven't seen, I'm just talking about the ones I've seen publicly on Twitter. So there was what, one or two? So yeah, and then there were some other ones, some earlier ones. So, yeah, but I know that he just likes to get right in there and, you know.
Yeah.
And then he threw in ice. He's like, oh, let's see an ice cube thing. I was like, what? Give me a break, man. Come on. It's like, no, sure, it'll be great. I'm like, okay, I'll do it for the art. I'll do it for the art.
take it for the team.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Tom, you're here. And okay, Shelley, I need to ask you about this. There's something, sometimes we'll be interacting with the men who on Twitter, in the poetry and stuff, and in the Indulgent Desires feed that are, that kind of identify more on the dom side. And they seem to take a certain delight in the torture of the, I mean, and it's not, I get the great intimacy and there's all this thing happening, but they're delight in the torture. I could just see introducing these ideas to you. And just, you know, his eyes are practically twinkling out of his head, just waiting for you to be like, well, you know, taking you on this journey of challenging you in every way, shape, or form with this, what is it, thumpy, pinchy things?
Thumpy, hitty things.
Yeah. I mean, how has that been for you? I know that
challenging. That is a good one.
Yeah, very challenging.
I need to learn to keep my mouth shut. That's my problem. I'm like, oh, I'll just push a little more. And he's like, I'm like, oh, shit.
Because you do. And I'm like, you know you're going to get a spanking. You know that's coming, right? He keeps a list, I bet.
He does, honestly. I keep thinking, because there's some distance between us in terms of geography, I keep thinking that by the time I see him, I'll have softened it up than he left forgotten.
He likes it too much. He enjoys it.
He does, honestly. I'm like, oh, God's sake. Shelly, just keep your mouth shut. But no, no. And the whole thing with the pink leg warmers and the headband and the thing, honestly, it was his idea.
Honestly, he came up with that, and how you ended up getting a spanking, I'll never know.
And I wasn't even going to be in the pool. That was never the plan. So when I was like, what? So I actually sent him the pink leg warmers. I was like, you
did you?
Yeah, I sent it down. I was shitting myself, quite honestly, because I'd already totally pushed the luck. And I was like, no, I'm just doing it. I'm sending them down. I'm just going to risk it. So I did. I sent them down. Admittedly, with some softener gifts, like some coffee that he loves and some sweeties.
Oh, there you go. You're just softening him up, you know.
Yeah, just a little bit, you know.
The picture is a bit. I told him I'd have to write some, you know, body, you know, really bad poetry for it because it's just too fun. I just can't. How I'm going to get what the point of being in the chair with the peak leg warmers? But it's such a great photo. It's so fun. So him. So yeah. Yeah, I'm so glad you came on. What else can we ask? What else can we pump? Have you seen the centerfold? Has he? I mean, it's very mysterious. This month's first big issue is kind of you're working on so hard.
Honestly, I feel like I might have Stefan in an early grade. I've never worked anybody so hard in my life, bless him. That's why he's really quiet on Twitter just now, because I keep saying, oh my God, remember that thought we did at that shoot? I think that needs to go in. He's like, oh my God, Shelley, not another image to edit. I'm like, yeah, sorry. But I could give you a little exclusive if you want in this podcast.
Oh, please do, because I could release it actually. Let me know and I'll release this podcast maybe the night before or something, or, you know, a couple days before as a tease, or or right after, the day after, you know, as extra to let people know. Why don't I release it the day after? Just since you're here. Okay. So yeah, tell us.
I had this, I think it was quite a genius idea the other week. And, you have written a story for Indulgent Desires, and
yes,
they spread across several issues. And I thought, because it's a story and not an article, I wanted to do something different. And I think you may have seen this man called Sam Dalton. I think his Twitter handle is something like On Wings of Midnight or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, I've written.
So he has done some art for me previously. He lives not far from here I am, and very, very passionate creative, you know, amazing artist. And I said to him, Sam, if I sent you a story, do you think you could do artwork, a series of art images around it, instead of using photographs? He's like, well, Shelley, I've never done that before, that I love a challenge, I'll give it a go. So I actually got his first selection last night, and holy shit, they are
Are you
amazing.
kidding
No, they are amazing. Absolutely amazing. So I'm really thrilled because I think it adds another sort of element to the whole indulgent desire stuff. You know, there's really erotic artwork and these really stunning sensual photographs and these beautiful, sexy words. It's amazing. It's amazing. So it will look incredible. So your story, instead of having photographs, will be illustrated with Sam's artwork instead.
Oh my gosh, I need to, because I gotta finish, I want to finish the arc for it. And so, ooh, what the pressure is.
So
Oh, wow.
I'll send you to them to let you see so that
Oh my
before
gosh,
it goes
wow. Oh,
live.
that's amazing. I can't, I'm grinning like from ear to ear.
Well,
How
you're going to be
amazing.
blown away. I know you are. I know I was. I was like, oh my God, I just couldn't believe it. They're incredible, really incredible.
Wow. So did you send him, has he seen the whole first three chapters, or has he just
Yeah,
seen the
he saw the whole three
okay.
chapters. He's read them all. So he has done 4 pieces of art. He's got to do 4 pieces of art illustrations for each chapter. So I've
Wow.
got the four for the first chapter.
Wow. And will they be available maybe as prints or something? I don't
Yes,
mean, I'm,
yes.
oh, good for him.
Yeah,
Oh,
I'm going to sell them. I'm going to sell them on the Indulgent Desires online shop,
Oh, that's
which will go live
fantastic.
on the 30th of November as well.
I can just picture, I mean, I've seen his art and it would fit. There's so much in that story that would go so well with some of that, some of their, oh wow. Boy, now I'm gonna have those images. Well, that'll help me write it.
Yeah,
Write the
it's
next.
honestly,
Oh
it's
wow,
it.
because there'll probably be about three more chapters. I was just gonna kind of finish their coming together, their full
Yeah, you
coming
did say
together, and
that. Yeah.
the resolution of their where they kind of have a meeting of minds, because they're right now they're in their own two different perspectives, and once I get them to their and meeting of minds mentally and physically, of course.
Yes.
But that will be some amazing images.
Yeah,
Oh
so
wow.
I just want to do something a little different for the story.
Oh, that's cool. So, and then the centerfold, have you heard, seen the, I mean, is he still hiding, is Stefan still hiding some pictures for you?
I haven't seen the final version, but I saw a version of it on Thursday, just Thursday there. And oh my God, it's incredible. It's incredible. It really is.
It's
I'm like, oh my God. Oh Jesus. Yeah, there's quite a lot going on. So but it's
imagine.
brilliant. It's brilliant. It's very clever. Very clever.
Wow. I hope that that's amazing too. I hope that now I have I don't know how many subscribers we have so far. How many subscribers have you had to just signing up for the newsletter kind of thing and the
We're sitting at
subscribe.
about 300.
That is not bad. That is
Yeah.
actually really good because that's solid interest. These people,
Yeah.
it's not like they subscribed for just data. That's like, hey, we're really curious about what, and that's that, those are good solid. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
So
I hope.
once the paywall version is live and the shop's up and running, I'll probably do quite a lot of different kinds of marketing for it once it's really out there. And the Twitter is phenomenal. Please don't get me wrong, it's incredible. That itself is a full-time job, you know, trying to keep engaged and make it interesting. And you know, that we have great followers, and obviously the whole thigh high leg warmer our day was like, I was seriously blown away, A, by the efforts of the team. And the fact that everybody got involved, you know, it was like, holy shit, it was amazing.
I know, it was
Absolutely.
really fun. And they all tagged back and they followed, and you got a follower boost there too. And it was a ton of fun. Everybody had, it was very body positive and everybody's so encouraging to each other. And yeah, it ended up being, I was surprised too. I was worried word wasn't getting out. You never know
Well,
who's seeing
that's
what.
it. Exactly. But no, it was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. So when I woke up and I saw how much people had already tagged us and participated, it's like, God, that's great. And it kept going all day. And then obviously with the time difference for people at their side of the world, I was like, oh, this is insane. And then even guys got involved, which is even better. Fantastic.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Okay, I'm gonna actually Secret Sub is in the audience and I'm gonna interview her first or after you guys. So I'm gonna have to let you go. But Shelly, we're gonna have to talk about some advertising. Maybe I could do something just as ISO that I could do it. We have to watch the pictures, but that I could do on Facebook since I do have that story in there, and that is a story that I'm planning on finishing, and I do have readers for that story who might
Amazing.
want to integrate and be a little bit more, be curious, but Facebook readers don't necessarily, they don't come to Twitter. They like the sexy, but they don't always do the platform change. But it's all the censorship is in the pictures of what I can share or what I could, advertise that way. But I could do, I could even, they'd have something called author release parties, and I could do that
Ooh.
as an author release party and just highlight, talk about what it is and give tiny little sneak peeks, and then I can, as an author, there are groups on Facebook that some of them are, 5,000 people, 1,000 people or whatever. And so I post it in the feed, and then it's in the feed and it cycles through everybody. So you get a lot of, I don't know how many, you never know some, how many clicks you'll get off of it, but you might, it, getting the word out for that would be a fun way to do that. Facebook's its own thing, but there are readers there who might, that are not part of the Twitter community that might integrate over. And I would love to do that. Love to. I've shared a little bit, so I don't know. I don't know how many, you never know. I'm not great at tracking clicks, so.
To be fair, I know what that's like.
Yeah, I'm like, I have Bitly. Oh, look,
Yeah. I
that's
just
what
like
I
the
got.
creative part. I just like the pretty creative stuff, and then the rest I'm like, oh, like, wish it could take care of itself,
Thank you for popping in and giving me the sneak peek and giving, oh, that's, I'm really excited about that. That's amazing. Oh, I can't wait to see all the content and the different nonfiction articles and everything that's coming out. Oh.
and
And you in a corset?
I know that'll be the next thing. That's going to be so much fun. I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
And Tom, with your reading today, oh my God, honestly, I phenomenal. I just think
Did
you're an
amazing, Anne.
incredible, incredible
I
artist.
just popped these in. I'm like, hey, let's read poetry. And he's like, okay, you did really good.
On yeah, it's absolutely phenomenal. I think your voice and your voice eyes on honestly, I'm just oh, I just like, oh my God, it's amazing. I just love that. I just love it. You're incredible. Absolutely incredible.
It was a lot of fun, I gotta
Well,
tell you.
that's
A
my
lot
ego
of fun.
sorted for the day.
Oh, are you good? Oh no, so fun. I forgot, had forgotten we read oh, a succubus poem that was one you could tell it. I didn't think it worked until we read it together, and I'm
Oh,
like, oh,
amazing.
this will work for those pictures that Stefan has set aside. This will, I can do this. This is gonna. So, that's great.
Fantastic.
Thank you guys so much because I'm going to talk to Secret now, but you have
Have
a
a great chat with Secret.
fantastic day.
She's a fab individual too.
Brilliant. Thanks for
Thank
having
you,
us.
Tom.
Have a great
Oh,
day.
yeah.
I hope I didn't interrupt too much, that I felt so
No.
overwhelmingly proud that, oh my God, it's like, oh my God, Tom's on as well. Oh my God, I have to join.
Oh, so wonderful. I can't, yeah, and I'll share this. I'll recycle this and share this. Maybe I'll split it up.
Before
Share that
we
little
go,
blip.
can I
Yeah.
ask a favor?
Oh, sure.
Shelley, can you give us your best horseradish, please?
Oh no! Oh no! I felt the worst threatened. Horseradish.
My day is complete now. Oh, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. Oh, I love how you say it.
I just hate that word. I hate it.
Fun.
Yes, like we'll go. We'll leave you with secret. Have a
enjoy
great
the rest
day,
of the show. Bye.
Have a great day, Iso. See you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I am. Yeah. Secret, if you're here, you can just give me a minute and I'll pretend like I'm ending one show and just start the other. And we'll be able to talk for an hour. A little bit less than an hour, so I have to make sure to give you time to talk, because of the way the podcasts work, I can only record for, actually, I'm Secret, if you're here, I'm going to go out and then come back in and give you your own platform, so I don't have to worry too much about the time. So if you guys are following and you want to listen to the next conversation, please, I'm going to end this and then come back and start and give Secret her own kind of platform. I just want to say thank you for coming and waking up this morning and reading some poetry with me. Did you enjoy the poetry? Was it any good? I'll see you in a few minutes. Duh. Brandon, you're like my own personal cheerleader. I appreciate you. Ah!